Okay. So this video, I had a great view of downtown Prague. That's why I'm always like got my head cocked to the side in the picture, because I got this like, I'm going to try to show you. I got this great view of Prague in my window. And you know how cameras do. Like cameras, they'll always show you like, hang on, I got the iPad and everything hooked up. But you know, cameras, you really can't feel it or see like what it really looks like in person. But this is the view I got from my window in Prague. This is Czech Republic, Prague. So I'm always like, I always have my head cocked to the side, you know, at the beginning of the video, because I could just look outside and just stare outside for like 20 minutes straight, no joke, like seriously. So to the video. I think there's a huge dilemma with this, with guys not really knowing if they truly want this woman, or they truly want a woman for companionship, whatever, or are they just lonely and are living up to these false norms that society's kind of like put on men. And especially in countries like the US, where like if you watch any form of media, it's always a man chasing a woman. If they show a man without a woman, well, he's a lonely loser and, you know, he's pathetic, blah, blah, blah. And personally, I think that's just media's way of triggering money to be spent, because that's also going to come down to, you got to spend money to get women. So like my thing is this, man, like there's no real way to really tell from one man to the next which man truly wants, you know, who's truly ready and truly wants a woman versus a guy who's just lonely, or he's dove too deep into his own head and now he's seeing other people with spouses. Now he just wants a spouse because, you know, other people have spouses. Like, I think it takes a much stronger individual, especially a man, to be perfectly comfortable and happy just being with himself and his own thoughts. And then when he genuinely, you know, has a feeling to be with a woman, then, you know, then maybe if there's a woman around, talk to her, see if she's interested, and then, you know, move on. But I think that there's just a huge disconnect with being able to properly define these in different people. And I think a lot of times guys don't even know which one they fall into. Now, I will say this. Okay, so I can only speak from my personal experience. Like I said in a couple of videos ago, I think there were two girls who I come across walking back to my place. So I'm in Europe, man. You walk everywhere. You got trains. You really don't need a car in Europe at all. Europe is pretty much like New York City spread out. Everything is trains, underground, it's trains, subways, and taxis, and buses. And they're everywhere, every 5 minutes. So you never, walking is probably, you probably get somewhere faster on public transportation in a lot of cases. But yeah, so there was two girls that I came across. One was 18. She didn't look as good. She's not a beautiful woman, but she's not fat and gross or anything like that either. But she's just not a beautiful girl. But she's 18, and there's a girl who was 30, and I think she's like 33. I think she's a little older. I think she just wanted to, you know, say 30, you know, to see if she can get away with it. But she was much better looking. Like, I'm talking like dressed to perfection, perfect makeup, you know, perfect. And now from my experience dealing with that, like, and I think this was like the true defining moment. I touched on this in a previous video. When a woman gets too old, like, I genuinely don't have, like, there's not a compulsion within me to please an older woman or to provide for an older woman. Like, I don't have that natural, like, we can be life partners, but I'm not, there's nothing in me that like compels me to talk to her. You see what I'm saying? Like the older woman. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not gonna be mean to her. If she talks to me, I'll speak back. But I mean, she's almost like a man to me at this point. Like, I'm not compelled to to dive into your life and try to figure out what's going on and, you know, stuff like that. And I don't get enjoyment out of watching older women just walk around, like, and just existing. It is just, there's like I said, we can be life partners, but I'm not intrigued by them. I'm not like, they don't raise my interest at all. Now on the other hand, let's say that now with the 18-year-old girl doesn't look anywhere near as good, but it, like, she naturally has like, it's that 18-year-old, it's that younger woman, it's that 18-year-old, like, she, it's that I naturally felt compelled to like, I naturally want to provide for this 18-year-old girl. You see what I'm saying? And it's nothing that I'm even like thinking in my head that, oh, I should want to do it because she's, you know, younger. No, it's just like a natural, it's just a natural urge. You see what I'm saying? Like, and I think that natural urge is what men need to really listen to on average and really think within their brain, within themselves, and really figure themselves out to see, like, okay, why exactly am I doing X, Y, Z? See, now maybe I could dive a bit further because I studied a lot of philosophy and I'm in counseling now. So, like, I have to dive into, like, you know, reasons why people are doing things or reason why I might be doing something. So I think this probably piques my interest a lot more, but I think it would be advantageous to most men to really figure out exactly why they're talking to this type of woman and not this type of woman. Do you like this type of woman? Well, why aren't you talking to this type of woman? Is it self-insecurity? You know, all these different things. I think that men really need to sit down and think, because women sit down and think. Women sit down and think and talk about these things every time they go out with their girlfriends or drink wine together. Like, see, women diagnose what they want. See, women try to play like they're stupid when it comes to, like, guys and stuff like that. Women are not stupid. They know exactly what they want. Okay. Women work through their emotions and their logic of guys they want to talk to and who they're going to be with. They work through this tenfold in comparison to most men. Like, the being cute thing for a lot. Now, there are some who just chase bad boys and blah, 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 blah. But, like, for the most part, like, women have it figured out from a young age. And you can see proof of this just basically on YouTube right now. You can type in, like, there's guys that go around with microphones, just ask girls questions. And girls, they know what it is. Be honest with you, I've heard stories with girls as young as, like, 8, 9 years old. They know the game. They say they want to marry that beta bucks guy, but they want to have fun with the bad boy while they're still young and hot. When they're 9 years old, they already know these things. See, when we're 9 years old, we want to marry the supermodel. We're not thinking, oh, I just want to have fun with the supermodel, then I'll marry, you know, Mary Poppins. No, we want to have fun with and marry the supermodel. See, we don't think that far deep into it. We don't break it down anywhere near the same levels as women do. Until we start hitting, I say, late 20s, early 30s, when our brains finally start waking up and we start, like, seeing the reality. And luckily, you know, maybe we don't have any kids, maybe have a kid here or there or something like that, and we can still fix it. We can still, you know, turn back around. And that is a benefit we have. We can always go back and fix things and then make the life we want, where women don't, once they hit 30, 35, it's just over. They really can't fix too much. A big thing is really thinking, like, do you really want a girlfriend, or are you just wanting one just because you're horny or something like that? Okay, because, like, any man who's ever been married or had numerous girlfriends or lived with girlfriends knows, look, see, sex is only gonna last, you know, at max a few hours every other day, and you got to deal with that woman for the remainder of that day, sitting there putting shit in the wrong place, getting mad at you. And the part where I think nowadays another issue I think, like, is porn is really, like, screwing with people's minds. I mean, I watch porn too. Everybody watches porn, but it really screws with the minds of people, because, especially men, because it's only showing the woman already in the mood trying to fuck, or She's, you know, pretending that she's in the mood trying to fuck. It's not showing the actual conversation they had to work through before it to get, you know, to get her up to this point. And then, you know, the 12 others that flaked on them and the 15 others who just never texted them back. SC Porn's not showing that, like, the realities of dealing with as far as men going after women. It's not showing that reality of it. So I think, a lot of things are just really getting, like, confused as far as... Like, as far as, one, just dealing with women, and two, okay, why is it you actually want a woman in your life? And what type of woman do you want in your life? Like, these are, like, major questions that men should ask themselves. But no man's really going to ask himself these questions, you know, until he hits, like, 30. You know, in early 20s, you're just so horny, you really don't care. As long as she has a nice ass and a pair of pants and a nice smile and she's clean, she's marriage material. That's what it is when you're 20. But when you're 30, it goes a whole lot deeper. They're like, man, what's her credit score like? Man, does she have extra money? You know, is she living month to month? Where she is there a logical explanation as to why she living month to month? Maybe she fell off from her real job and now she has to work this bullshit job till she gets back up. Or she could just be a piece of shit woman looking for a bailout. We don't know. You see, like, there's a lot more things that we consider once we get older. And not all of us do. Many of us stay stuck in that 20-year-old mindset of worshiping women, giving them whatever they want. You know, they're always right. We're always wrong. A lot of men never grow out of it. And more specifically, a lot of Western men never grow out of it. Now, around other parts of the world, other women, they're usually hit with the reality fairly quick from men who think realistically, even though they still like to pull bullshit. There are women in other parts of the world, they're a bit more realistic with things. Probably because the rest of the world isn't, you know, horrifically fat and gross like American women. But that's a whole other topic. but yeah, really think about, like, really consider why you would want a woman in your life. Now, for me, considering... Okay, doing the actual math on it, and I touched on this in a previous video, doing the actual math on it, and, okay, you invite, like, X woman into your life, right? Now, let's say, and like, most guys, like, a lot of guys that do, they'll just pay the entire mortgage, they're paying for food, they're paying for, you know, everything, and this woman's just, you know, probably paying her phone bill and just blowing the rest of her money or spending whatever she wants to spend it on. And in reality, man, like, if you really think about it, like, a lot of guys out there would be better off just buying a hooker and a dog. And in my opinion, I would say at minimum, 50% of all families were started because a man just wanted consistent sex. I would say at minimum, 50% of all families were started this way because a man just wanted consistent sex and found one that he was, you know, sexually compatible with. And end up getting her pregnant, and then the story just continued. I'm willing to bet at least 50%, because a lot of guys did not know at the time all they really wanted was a prostitute and a dog, you know, you know, a dog to keep them company and then a prostitute to call over time and time. Because I used to call hookers, and I shit you not. More times than not, the hookers, like, a lot of times the hookers end up falling in love with you. Well, probably because I always knew their place, so I never even entertained falling in love with them. So that's probably what happened. But see, what media tries to portray is that men always fall for the woman, and, like, that bullshit Pretty Woman movie and all this shit. Like, they all, like, me, especially American media, they always try to, like, push into your head that you're just this hopeless being that needs a woman, and it doesn't matter her past, and it doesn't matter what she does. She's just a woman, and you, like American media does a great job at pushing it into guys' heads to where you're just, like, programmed. And even now, when you click on porn or something like that, it's always lucky guy gets with girl. Like, why isn't it lucky girl gets with guy? You see, like, I mean, really ask these questions to yourself with media, and like, just with that example with porn. Is everybody watches porn? Let's say you click on a video and a title will literally, you will never find a title that says lucky girl gets with guy. It's always the reverse. It's always lucky guy. See, lucky guy gets with girl, because that's the mentality there. You see what I'm saying? Like, they're like the mentality is to force you to worship a woman. And if you don't worship a woman, there's something's wrong with you. No, nothing's wrong with you. You're just sane. Okay. You don't worship anything. You just exist with something. Like, there was a video game I played that touched on, like, it dabbled in different Asian god mythologies, I think. And the main character, he had to fight a god, and he ended up whooping the god's ass. And at the end, he goes, I don't want to have to worship you, and neither do I want to be worshipped. I just want to exist. See, when you learn how to merely exist, that is when you become a grown man, I think. When you learn how, and I mean fully exist, that's an oversimplification of being a grown man, because there's many other factors underneath that to go into. But once you learn how to exist and understand things are going to be good and bad, and you just exist and not give up on yourself, and you just, like I said, you just learn to exist. You don't want to be worshipped, but you don't want to worship anybody else. You want everybody to just be happy with existing. Then I think that's when you reach a next level of peace within yourself. But yeah, back to the hookers thing. Yeah, in more cases, more times than not, the hookers end up falling in love with you. Because the reality of psychologically, the reality of what happens is with hookers, see, hookers end up like trained dogs, meaning they become reliant on the validation of being paid for their existence. So once that stops from you, it's like Pavlov's dog, you know, it's like Pavlov's dog. She was being triggered by the high of being wanted for what she was, so just for being a woman and getting them through the door. Most women are hookers. Okay. I'm speaking about like straight hookers, like, you know, straight money, cash, sex. Done. See, the reality of it is the women suffer more psychological damage from that in reality. And a lot of times they end up falling in love with you more than you'll fall in love with them. I've had it happen a few times. They just want to stay over and hang out, or they want to just have sex just to have sex. Like, they get hooked on it. And then that's when you have to shut them down and they start getting mad. I've been through that. Because a lot of times with these things, they suffer more the mental consequences from all this stuff. But now to a woman that, like, just to share with you guys, okay, a woman who I would consider to be in my life would be, and I think it's pretty much average. I think pretty much most men would agree. Most men don't care how much money a woman makes. Okay, that is just not important to us. We want a woman who is just, you know, loving, caring, loyal, and tries. And, you know, hopefully doesn't nag too much and doesn't spend too much money. After that, I mean, just don't get fat and, you know, something like that. And it doesn't really, nothing else really matters. But like I said in the previous video, at the time, like, I'm just really not even trying to dive back into that level of responsibility of dealing with another person, another grown person. Now, let's say, like, if I were to get a dog, or even, let's say, even a weird scenario, if I were to adopt a child, see, it's expected from a child to be, you know, you have to be responsible for a child, because a child is a child. A child is, you know, they're not ready for the world yet. So it's expected of a child. But see, a lot of women have the minds of a child. And it's not, and I don't have the patience to deal with women who have minds of a child, because you're a grown woman. Be a grown woman. You want to be strong, independent, then be strong and independent. I don't, you know, that's my take on it. And like I said before, I think most men, once they wipe out, what the world thinks of them, right? Once they stop caring what the world thinks of them and they just be them. And then let's say, like, they've already gotten all their sexual fetishes out the way. They tried everything, and now they're just left over with them and themselves. most men would agree on the same quality woman, the same type of woman. Most men would want that general, would at least be okay with it. They may not be crazy for it, but they'd be okay with it. I don't think with men, we aren't very, very different in this regard at all. Yeah, but that's my 20-minute rant.